The response that I did get was the response I was expecting. I'm absolutely disgusted. And what I am more disgusted about, it seems that the minister knew since last June that this was totally unaffordable and that they weren't going to go ahead with it. And we only got word of in the last number of weeks that this 63 houses at Rathallan, or this homes at Rathallan, was going to be hit on the head. Now, this is devastating to the people of Sligo. I mean to say, people on the housing list, I mean to say, we even have a situation there at the moment to get into the homeless sheltered accommodation that's there at the moment. There's actually a waiting list. And what I'm waiting to see is how even our own local authority is going to deal with this situation. And then on top of this, to crown the whole lot, that the government comes along and knocks this whole idea of these 63 dwellings on the head. It's totally unacceptable.
All hope is not lost, though, is it not? Like, the project will go ahead potentially in time.
In time, and it's like everything else, when things are left to the government themselves and they're providing 100% of the funding, because that's exactly the only way that I can see forward with this, the length of time that that's going to take, it could take years for that to come about. And I think myself that it's ridiculous at this stage, when so much consultation has gone into it, surveys, everything else, that the government put in the money and provide this 63 units. It's a disaster that's happening out there, and we need them units to try and alleviate the housing situation that's out there.
But would you honestly like to see this project going ahead and to have it spiral out of control cost-wise?
Well, I'd like to see this going out of our government funding. Our Sinn Féin's policy in relation to this is public monies on public property and public bills. That's the reality to it. And that needs to be done by the government. It's taxpayers' money that they're playing with, and this is something that needs to go ahead. I mean to say, when this country was on its knees after the war years, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, and even into the 80s and the early 90s, the local authorities was able to build houses. There was none of this nonsense going on at PPPs, partnerships or whatever else in relation to it. Local authorities got the funding from the government. This identified a site. Houses was built. They employed contractors. Houses built. It was overseen by the council engineers, and that's exactly how it should. Cut all the red tape, the bureaucracy, the whole lot of it, and just get out there, fund the local authorities, and let the local authorities go back to building the houses for their people out there that need them.